But as long as you pay your dues, murder isn't part of the initiation ceremony. You need some highlights to calm you down, Courtney said, snagging her hand and leading her to the empty chair one station over. Barely glancing at her strawberry blonde locks in the mirror, Brenna crossed her arms over her chest. I told you guys, those people were up to no good. We always figured they were more interested in the treasure than the historical aspects of the discovery, Sloane managed with a small smile, even though Brenna knew she was just as worried. That photo op looked more like an ad for swimwear than a serious scientific endeavor. Brenna recalled the event, the recovery team posing on the marina's main pier with two bikini-clad girls holding up a gold plastic treasure chest, and her blood boiled all over again. But a lot of museums benefit from these kinds of finds, Sloane continued. Brenna shook her head. Not ones that Rat Fortune is involved with. He swoops in, scrounges for valuables, then sells his treasures to the highest bidder. He doesn't care if the collection is bought as a whole or in a million pieces. We have to stop him. That's easier said than done. Courtney pulled Brenna's hair from its ponytail and brushed it out. He's rich, famous, and a media charmer. Sloane bit her lip. I'm not as concerned about him as an individual as I am about public opinion.
They're fascinated, Brenna agreed.
The mayor has visions of national exposure and Palmer's Island becoming another Kiowa-like resort destination, Sloane said.
Courtney glanced at her.
I thought he was stuck on getting a PGA-approved golf course,
Brenna sighed. Somehow I think he'd settle for a 100-plus-year-old treasure chest full of gold and priceless jewels. Courtney picked up individual strands of Brenna's hair and examined them closely.
I haven't touched this in a month. How does it look better today than when I fixed it last?
Because her hair's perfect, as always, Sloane said. Brenna shrugged.
Yeah, whatever.
Her dad was an Irish redhead, her mother a southern-born bombshell blonde. She got both, at least on her head.
Thanks,
she added to her friends, not wanting to seem completely churlish. Her hair was one of her few features she actually liked.
But can we stay on topic?
Hair or hot treasure hunters? Courtney asked.
Amoral treasure hunters, Brenna clarified.
I vote you confront him.
At these abrupt words, Brenna stared at Sloane.
Me?
Sure. This time Sloane's grin was genuine. I'm betting he's not the kind of guy who can resist an enraged Irish pixie. From anybody else, Brenna would have been wildly annoyed by this comparison. Her small stature was a serious area of contention. But she and Sloane had been friends since high school, where she was a head cheerleader and Brenna had been a champion gymnast. They'd fought together to be taken seriously as athletes, surrounded by football, baseball, and basketball players who were bigger, stronger, and had their sports fully funded by the school district. Brenna had even earned a scholarship to the University of Florida and been an SEC champion on floor exercise before a variety of knee injuries derailed her career.
I don't think that's a very good idea, she said finally to Sloane's suggested confrontation. I'm too angry to be rational.
You're always rational, Sloane pointed out. You deal with teenagers on a daily basis. If you can handle them, one amoral treasure hunter should be a relaxing vacation.
I agree, Courtney said, her brown eyes sparkling with enthusiasm. You're the one who's done the research. You know all about Gavin Fortune and his tactics.
Brenna glanced from Courtney to Sloane.
Are you sure this isn't just a ploy to get a first-hand report of how hot this guy is?
Oh, no, Courtney assured her, though her face flushed too quickly to be convincing.
We're the Historical Society. We should have an official representative to let these guys know we're watching them.
Brenna swept her hand down her minuscule frame.
And you're sure I'm the one for the job?